KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:07, we have mostly clear skies. It's 13 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, high around 24. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. Just a few changes to report from our last hour's report on cancellations and late starts. Some schools have changed their plans for today. Orient Magsburg, which originally started out with a two-hour late start, has canceled their classes. Again, no classes today at Orient Magsburg. Riverside schools have also canceled classes for today, but their child care is open. And Southwestern Community College has canceled classes for today. They had originally planned to be running 2 hours late. The Atlantic School District's Board of Education is set to meet this evening at 5:30 in the High School Media Center. On their agenda for their work session is discussion with regard to the Character Committee, a facility planning update, and negotiations, including meeting dates for initial offers. No action is expected. The board will also receive updates on public meetings with regard to facility planning, tentatively set for January 30th at 6 p.m. and February 6th at 6 p.m. Both meetings will be held in the high school auditorium. And they'll also set the date for the regular board meeting, February 13th at 5:30 at the High School Media Center. Now, the Exira-Elkhorn-Kimbleton School Board met Monday evening and acted on some personnel matters, and they reviewed the 300 series board policies.
You know, with the ISB send out the updates, we want to make sure we're on top of things. So, you know, legally we're covered and we don't expose ourselves to anything that's out there. So I was just, the board had read through them all, and we approved the first reading on a few of them and did the review on the rest. So that was good to get that done, because it was a, you know, January meeting. There's not a lot on it, so I was able to get a lot of those policies updated in that, so that way they could read it without having a lot of other things going on.
That's Superintendent Trevor Miller, who also told KJAN News that the teachers' union provided the board with a letter of intent to negotiate.
With the new Chapter of 20 laws, they supplied us that letter, and then we'll start sometime in February, probably, you know, kind of waiting for our insurance renewal, and also what the state sets of supplemental aid. So it's just one of those things that, you know, you get it done because you got to cross that off, and then you wait and see what happens.
Miller said hearing on the 2019-2020 district calendar will be held at the start of the February school board meeting, and he said there was some hiring of current personnel for various in-district positions.
I just hired, rehired our Tony being at Santa Sabin, being our track coach, and boys track, and Lisa Dreyer being junior high track, and Peyton being our girls track, and then Ashton, who was also our volleyball coach, is going to be our head softball coach this year, so getting that done, and then I'm going to do baseball one more year, and we'll go from there.
And six Iowa schools in high-poverty districts will each get $50,000 state grants this summer for programs to boost the computer skills of elementary students. The application period for the Computer Science is Elementary grants opened Tuesday. Governor Reynolds says the IT professionals of tomorrow are sitting in the classrooms across the state today, so it's critical kids learn computer science in the early grades.
We want all of our students to have the opportunities, and we want them to start as soon as they can, because we know that that's critical for how they adapt later on.
Gary Shulton is the Executive Vice President and Chief Digital Information Officer for Principal Financial. Shulton says there's already a shortage of workers with IT skills, and it's projected to get worse in the coming years.
One of the unfortunate facts is most of the positions right now in technology are filled by males who are either of European ancestry or Asian ancestry. And so we need to get more young women pursuing jobs in technology. And so this will help with that, also those with Latino or African American backgrounds as well. And by hitting high poverty schools, there's a better chance of doing that.
Shulton was in charge of raising money from Iowa businesses to finance the six grants. A seventh grant, also worth $50,000, will be given to the Les Hills Computer Programming School in Sioux City. Educators there will serve as consultants, and the Les Hills Computer Science curriculum will be used as a prototype for other schools. Governor Reynolds visited the Sioux City program a couple of years ago.
And I'm telling you, it was a game changer. I could not believe what I witnessed there. These students were so engaged in what they were doing, and they have a kind of a transient population, kids moving in and out. And I can remember the teachers saying how this really helped those kids get up to speed by having the technology and then infusing that in all the other disciplines.
The six other Computer Science is Elementary grants will be awarded on a regional basis. Any Iowa school with at least 40% of its students qualified for the government's free or reduced price lunch program is eligible to apply for the $50,000 award. Our news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.